Time to check in with Dean Richards and get the entertainment news. And, hey, look at Leo High School. What are they doing now?
Yeah, these guys are busting out and hitting the road. Last night they were in Naples, Florida, performing in a show with two of the biggest names in country music, Blake Shelton and Keith Urban. It was a benefit for St. Jude's Research Hospital. And they did a set by themselves and knocked it out of the park. And then they also performed separately with Keith Urban. The whole thing sponsored by Chicago-based CME Group. But how great for them after their standout run on America's Got Talent.
Right.
Some of the superstars who saw them on TV want them as part of their bill. So congrats to the Lions of Leo.
How about that? This is interesting. Why are the Simpsons killing off a character?
It's, well, you know, they got us talking about the Simpsons. I think that may be the primary reason. It's not one of the major characters, but it's one that's been on the show since the second season. And that is, spoiler alert, I'm about to mention this, even though it's already been on the air, it was on last week's episode, that the church organist, Alice Glick, was killed off. She was killed off once before, about 10 seasons ago, but then reappeared a couple of episodes later, and she was back. This time, the show's executive producer says, Alice Glick is, quote, dead as a doornail. So that sounds fairly permanent. So if you were a fan of Alice Glick, sorry about that.
Bad news if you're the voice of that character. Yeah. Although a lot of the voices, they do more than one voice.
Yeah, this I don't know who does it now, but originally when the character first appeared, Cloris Leachman did the voice of Alice Glick until the time of her death. So it may be one of the regulars, doing the regular voice. And may I say, I haven't watched Simpsons in a long time, and then I started watching it again. Still hilariously funny.
Yeah.
Still such a funny show.
No question. So you have seen the new Wicked movie now,
yeah,
Dean?
Saw it last night. I'm not going to review it until Friday, but just in a word, spectacular. I think more than maybe, better than the first one, the first half that came out a year ago. It wraps up the story. I will say this about it. I mean, it's big and beautiful and colorful, and the songs are great, and the performances are great, and the direction is great. I will say this, though. If you did not see the first half of Wicked, you're going to be a little bit lost. Because there's not really a recap, you know, to start this movie, you know, from when last we met, so-and-so and so-and-so. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen. It just gets right back into the action again. And because the musical Wicked has always been sort of the pre-story of how the characters in the original Wizard of Oz movie from 1938 existed, it wouldn't have hurt you to go watch the original Wizard of Oz either, because they are seen in this movie, and being familiar with their story would also be very helpful with this. So the Wicked for Good, the second half, it's going to open on Friday, so you all have some homework to do between now and then if you want the full enjoyment of the second half of the movie when it opens. It'll actually open like Thursday evening. But Friday's the official opening date for it.
How many boxes of Raisinets and Junior Mints will I need to get through it, do you think?
You may need like a full concession stand right next to it.
Check my bank account.
I got to say, like half of this movie, all I'm thinking is, how is Bob ever going to sit through this? How is Bob going to take this?
I'll be getting elbowed a lot by Marianne as I doze off.
Yeah, get a good nap before you go.
This week.
Oh, and here's the other thing.
Yeah.
It's only 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not 3 hours long like the other one. Yeah, so
that could be helpful.
Much easier to sit through.
A couple of Chicago restaurants got some Michelin stars, and somebody lost one, Dean.
Yeah, these Michelin stars are indicators of fine dining. You know, allegedly the best restaurants in the world get Michelin stars. And Alinea long has been on the Michelin list. And this is the first time in I don't know how many years that Alinea was dropped off of the Michelin list. They do a spectacular job. If you like that kind of dining, you know, that's the restaurant for you. You may have to put a second mortgage out on your house before you go there. It is a little bit on the pricey side. But know that it's, you know, restaurants run their cycles. That said, two Chicago restaurants made the Michelin list for the first time. A restaurant called Kasama, which is a Filipino restaurant in the East Ukrainian Village neighborhood, got two Michelin stars. And a restaurant called Feld, which advertises itself as farmers market to table. So, you know, super fresh kind of food. It's in the Westtown neighborhood. Also got a Michelin star. So if you want to be, you know, among the hip and trendy, those are the restaurants that are happening right now. Personally, give me an eggplant parm over at Tofano's any day.
Yeah. Poochie's Hot Dogs and Silky make the list.
Not on the list, but they are perennial favorites, in my opinion.
Mine, too. Let's talk about what is on TV now.
Yeah, we've got our Wednesday streaming report. And we've got a pretty good list for you this week. If you're looking for a new movie, Train Dreams is about a logger building the railroad as it stretches across the U.S. Really good movie. Joel Edgerton, Felicity Jones, William H. Macy. It'll begin streaming Friday on Netflix. Also on Netflix right now, a Christmas rom-com, because we can't have enough of those. This one is called Champagne Problems, about a hard-charging woman who goes to Paris with the intention of buying a luxury champagne brand, but instead falls in love with the founder's son. Merry Christmas. Ted Danson is back with a new series. This one is kind of a detective series. I've only seen just short bits of it, but it looks pretty good, called A Man on the Inside, where he plays a retiree enjoying a new career as a private detective. Season two of that. It's also on Netflix. The creator of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul brings a new series to Apple TV. It's called Pluribus, about the world's most unpleasant person who is also the only person who can save the world. We also have in documentaries one called Thoughts and Prayers that takes a close look at the epidemic of school shootings in America and the industry trying to protect students from all the gunfire. That's on HBO Max right now. If you want a couple of laughs, the most spoofable guy on Saturday Night Live last week, Arlington Heights' very own Sebastian Maniscalco, has got a new comedy special out called It Ain't Right on Hulu. It starts on Friday. And this one sounds interesting. Ed Sheeran, the pop star, musician, has done a very unique concert special where he performs his hits in a single continuous take in New York City, going around New York City singing his songs. Camera doesn't stop. They just keep shooting of him singing and people reacting. It's called One Shot with Ed Sheeran. It begins Friday on Netflix.
Just to clear this up, Alinea was downgraded. They do have one star from Michelin.
Yeah, downgraded. Yeah.
And you still have three stars, don't you, for your Thanksgiving appetizers?
For my cooking segment, my stars are hand cuts, burning myself, and setting the hair on my arm on fire. It's a whole new Michelin rating that they're doing for my cooking segment.
They should.
Which will is back after several weeks off. Today I'm doing some Thanksgiving appetizers. Super easy, super delicious. You can make them in advance. Put them out for your Thanksgiving guests. I'll be doing that at 9:30 this morning.
On WGN-TV. You know, one of these weeks, you ought to make my wife's corn casserole. She's got that on Savvy Planet, savvy-planet.com.
You know, I was thinking about, I'm going to my brother's house for Thanksgiving, and, you know, I want to make something, you know, bring something, although... you know, they're saying, you know, you take the day off of cooking, but I want to bring something. And I was thinking of stealing her corn casserole because it is delicious.
I know. It's like a dessert.
It is so delicious and really easy to make. So how do we get the recipe? Where? SavvyPlanet.com?
Yeah, Savvy-Planet.com. And she's also got that Cuban turkey recipe there.
Nice.
That is, for years, I used to spritz the turkey on the barbecue once an hour, starting at 6 in the morning with lemons and limes.
Yeah. That's a whole deal. If you're going to do it on the grill, which, by the way, is one of the most delicious ways to do your Thanksgiving turkey, it takes a little time, but man, is it worth it.
Yeah, I know. And it's supposed to be like 30 degrees for Thanksgiving, so good luck standing out there doing it.
Yeah, perfect weather.
Have fun. Thanks, Dean.